Chapter 1. On the news, they keep playing the video. The cops are striking the black man with their boots and batons across the soft of his body and the hard of his skull, until I guess they felt like they'd truly broken him. And sure enough, they had. 4 of the cops who beat him are on trial right now, a trial that some say is a battle for the very soul of the city or even the country itself. It's something I should give a shit about, but I don't. Not now. Right now, birds chirp, palm trees sway, and it's the kind of Friday where the city seems intent on being a postcard of itself. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch are on the radio singing Good Vibrations, and it's no Beach Boys, but it'll do. Heather and I do the Running Man and hump the air to the beat. This even though she's told us in no uncertain terms that this song is lame, and the rest of us have terrible taste in music. We're several weeks away from being done with high school, and when I think about it too hard, it terrifies me. So right now, I'm trying really hard not to care about anything at all. After we exhaust ourselves, Heather and I collapse on the old pool chairs with their broken slats. The plastic creates geometry on my skin. Heather is pudgy and sometimes doesn't shave her pits. I can see the dark of her hair in patches in the center of her pasty, outstretched arms. How she manages to stay that pale, given how long and how often we bake ourselves, I don't know. It's a spectacular feat of whiteness. Her lime green toenail polish is chipped so that each nail vaguely resembles a state in the Midwest. Courtney's pool vaguely resembles a kidney. Across from us, Kimberly and Courtney stretch their bodies out across 2 fat plastic donuts that are pink and tacky and rainbow sprinkled. They float into each other's orbits and back out again. Every so often, they splash water at each other and shriek, "Oh my God, stop it!" Heather yells, "Jesus, get a room already!" Courtney laughs and squeezes Kimberly's boob like it's a horn. They've ditched class 2 times a week for the last month. I don't ditch nearly as often as my friends do. But my parents and I are supposed to meet my crazy sister's new husband tonight, and it's going to be a doozy of an evening, so it kind of felt like I owed it to my sanity to not be at school today. These are the places we go. The mall, somebody's pool, or our favorite, the beach. Our parents hate Venice because it's dirty and there are too many homeless people, tourists, and boomboxes blasting, which means we love it. We flop across our boogie boards and stare into the horizon. Occasionally, a wave comes and we'll half-heartedly ride it into the sand, our knees scraping against the grain. Then we stand, recover our bikinis from our butt cheeks, and charge back into the water like Valkyries. Afterward, we eat at this place the size of my closet, where even the walls are greasy. The interior is blood red and peeling, and a fat Italian caricature in neon announces, "Pizza!" Just in case you couldn't tell. The previous owner, Georgie, was a skinny Italian with a villainous mustache who gave us free cookies. Now the owner is a skinny Korean named Kim who does not. After we eat, we watch the men with muscles like boulders under their skin, all of them so glazed and brown that the black men don't look so different from the white men and everything in between. Most of them lift barbells, but some of them lift and balance on top of each other, a grunting tangle of bodies in short shorts and muscle tees. Last weekend, one of the men grabbed Kimberly and lifted her up to the sky like an offering. Afterward, he tried to convince us to come back to his place, like we would be dumb enough to go just because he was blonde and tan and could balance like a circus elephant. "I've got alcohol," he said. "Tempting, but no," Heather said. "I wasn't talking to you anyway," he said. "Ew, we're only 17, Courtney yelled when he grabbed at her. "Then maybe you shouldn't walk around looking like that," he snapped back. Heather kneed him in the nuts, then we took off running down the boardwalk. "Hey, you little sluts!" Tourists with sunscreen noses took pictures of us running, our heads thrown back with laughter. But when we were far enough away, we crossed our arms in front of our chest, and Courtney bought a muscle tee with a kitten in a bikini that said, "Venice, California," from a nearby vendor. She threw it over herself like a security blanket. That's why we decided to go to Courtney's house today. Here, we can wear our string bikinis like highlighters, bright neon signs that introduce us as women. It's better that there's nobody around to introduce us to. Courtney gets out of the pool and walks over to where Heather and I lie on the deck chairs. She prances like the show pony she is across the hot concrete and squishes her butt next to mine until we're both on the chair together. We're so close, I can feel her heartbeat. The hairs on her body are fine and blonde.